Hello. My name is Sarah, and I'm doing my testimony. When I was asked to do my testimony, I felt both honoured and anxious. It has taken me a while to think about what to write, but I finally got to today with prayer and cannot change that what God has willed me to write, so here it goes. I was christened a Roman Catholic, and I was educated in two Catholic schools. I learned a little about God from school, but was not encouraged by my parents to have an interest in God. My family life was far from having a presence of God. Growing up with an alcoholic mother and in an abusive environment, I didn't really know love. From the age of 10, my grandfather started taking me to a Baptist church. But as I was a shy child, the thought of Sunday school and being forced to make friends scared me. My trust issues from a young age was on high alert. My grandfather would allow me to stay with him through the adult meetings, which I found long and boring. But something kept me wanting to go back every Sunday, and I was slowly learning about who God was. It was 14 that my parents divorced, and my mother abandoning the family home. My life had changed. I stopped going to church, and I lived between my paternal grandparents, looking after the house, and with a depressed, suicidal father. I started self-harming to deal with my emotional torment I was experiencing at that time. Although I didn't go to church anymore, I felt God's presence in my life. When I finished school, I went to college and succeeded in a diploma in child development. I went on to specialize in activity coordination for disabled children. But slowly, God became very distant from me. When I was 20, I was raped on my way home from a night out with friends. They only received 4 years. This event and a lack of justice caused me to have a mental breakdown, and I began experiencing psychotic depression. Suicide was at the forefront of my mind, and my self-harming had become more apparent. I was sectioned on a number of occasions at the Bethlehem Royal Hospital for the psychotic depression. Whilst in and out of hospital, I would go to the chapel, which was peaceful from the busyness of the ward. I would stay there throughout the day, just staring at Jesus placed upon the cross. I was so confused that how could God allow suffering and it be expected to have full love for him? I fell out of faith, and God became my enemy. I got into the wrong crowd, and I started taking drugs to shut up my traumas. My life was out of control, and I was finally given the chance to change it when I was offered an intensive therapy program. Hating life, I wanted to change and everything about it, so I fully accepted. Finishing 2 years of therapy 3 days a week, I felt like a butterfly that had emerged from its cocoon, and I felt free. I put the wrongs right, and I stopped self-harming and made up relationships with my family. I also started doing voluntary work for various mental health charities in Croydon. That was then when I met Paul, who became my fiancé within 2 weeks. He asked if I wanted to attend church with him, and I actually laughed at him and said no. But I decided to go along as a friend. To be honest, I was absolutely terrified. Everybody was so friendly and welcoming and raising their hands during worship, and I felt a little freaked out. But I was soon raising my hands in worship. After about 3 months of going to church, I had a dream that I was washing the feet with my tears and I used my hair to dry them. I didn't know who this man was, but I felt this enormous presence of God in the dream, and it stayed with me. I told Paul about the dream, and he said it sounded like the scripture Luke 7:36 to 50, the forgiveness of a sinful woman. The following week at church, the sermon was on John 4:4 to 26. The Samaritan woman at the well. It was then that I allowed God back into my life, and I realized that it was not him that had abandoned me, but it was me that had abandoned him. And I was welcomed home. I was confirmed in September 2000, no, yeah, 2012. Life can still be immensely difficult, but God is at the forefront, and I'm never alone. So I will finish here with my most favorite scripture from Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will not uphold you with my righteous right hand. I will uphold you from my righteous right hand. Sorry.